you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. And as you know, usually I begin the program with a special verse or verses. And we're going to do something a little differently today. I think we're going to read back and forth my two special guests. I think it's going to be about 17 verses from John chapter 15, which is becoming a favorite. This past Sunday, a pastor preached on it. I've heard it referenced on the radio, and it's something that the Lord convicted me of in a healthy way. He said, Mark, I think every morning you need to be reading John chapter 15. So there's so much to talk about in this chapter, and it'll dovetail with the return of two friends that were in the studio about 5 weeks ago, actually on March 20th of this year. They were praying up, being called to serve in Costa Rica. Well, now we have some answers to that prayer request as God has made some things very clear. And so joining me in the studio is Nathan and Ellie Everson. They were on, like I mentioned, about 5 weeks ago as they were praying up how God might, in fact, lead them to serve long-term in Costa Rica. It wasn't going to be just a short-term missions trip. It was to decide, are they going to plant there for many years ahead? And they got that confirmation. So we're going to talk a little about that, the ministry work that's going on in Costa Rica, how God has called them to do that. And I'm titling today's program, Destiny Decided. And we would covet, we would appreciate your prayers for this young couple that wants to serve in Costa Rica. And so more to say in a few minutes, but I think God has something to say to all of us through John chapter 15. So be attentive because he might bring something to your mind. He might confirm a decision that you're going to make or a launching into a ministry that you've been weighing or steps that you should take in the coming days or just affirmation on how God loves you or wants to love in and through you to reach others. But we'll begin with Ellie starting and then Nathan responding back and forth these first 17 verses.
Beginning a reading in John 15 verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that will be even more fruitful.
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I am in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned.
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you.
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love.
If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remained in His love.
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
You are my friends if you do what I command.
I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
This is my command: love each other.
Amen and amen. That was John chapter 15, verse 1 through 17. I trust that you were blessed in a variety of ways. We could spend about 10, 20 hours just talking about this. In fact, we had a little revival going beforehand. We just loved so much in this passage. And I said, I'm committing to reading this every day before I get out of bed, at least for a period of time, because God has taught me so much about loving others, loving Him, bearing fruit. He's the one that bears fruit through us. And really, we got to come to the point where we can't do anything unless we remain in Him. Well, this is two missionaries that have remained in Him and have been seeking His leading, His directing, His financial support, His confirmation, and they had it. And if you tuned in about a month ago, in fact, that program is archived March 20th of 2024 under the Mark and Friends tab at greatnewsradio.org and also at wluj.org. But they talked about asking for prayer and support as they were stepping out, saying, Lord, might we be the missionaries you are calling to Costa Rica? And not just a short-term missions, but long-term for many years. So they spent 3 weeks over there, and that was confirmed. So who wants to jump in first? Talk about that experience and then how God confirmed that you were, in fact, going to look at this as a long-term opportunity to serve the kingdom.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, from my perspective, I just wanted to say what our perspective was sort of like before. So we prayed a lot, others prayed a lot for us, and we believe God was speaking to us about this quote-unquote promised land He has for us. And I'll tell you straight up, Mark, that fear is a liar. Fear will never help you. Fear masquerades like common sense. And sometimes you can have common sense or you can have faith. Just because it doesn't make sense doesn't mean that's not what God's calling you to do. Does that make sense? Yeah, so I believe that we were on the edge of jumping into this calling that we believe God had for our life, right? We're newly married, we're seeking the Lord, and this might be the place that God has for us for the next 5, 10 years, whatever He wants. So we decided to go on a 3-week trip down to Costa Rica, and we jumped. We bought the tickets, we jumped. And I'll tell you what, by the time we got picked up from the airport, I looked at my wife, Ellie, and I said, man, I think this is it. I think this is the land that God has been speaking to us. I think this is where we're going to put our roots down. And I want to encourage the listeners, because a calling has much more to do with an identity than it does an expectation that God has for your life. Because how could we know that this was the spot for us is because of the peace that was inside of us and how our gifts and our talents was going to mesh with the job that God's put in front of us. And how does that happen? It's from the years of God building things inside of us, the years of God putting stuff together inside of us that's coming out into what people see, the calling. So again, I want to say the calling has much more to do with our identity than it has to do with an expectation God has for us.
And I think you also were talking earlier about it's been a process. And many times God works through a process. He brings about confirmation, and that can be financial, that can be supportive roles that others play, that can be the founders of a vision that want to pass on what their vision was and then can be encouraged by your vision or your enthusiasm or your youth that you're ready to step in and do some new things and reach people in different ways. So, Ellie, what was some of the confirmation situation that you thought, wow, we're going to be leaving the United States and going to Costa Rica and setting roots down, but what was the piece that surpasses all understanding? Because it's a little bit terrifying. You're stepping out in faith. There's unknown, leaving family. How did you sense God was confirming this is where you and Nathan should serve?
We can go deep to that question for like hours, I think. Mm-hmm. It's one of those questions that like, oh, it has so many stories behind. But for me personally, one of those like key stories, we were in the kitchen one time while we were here in Springfield, like taking a break from doing missions in Mexico. And I'm a biologist by profession. So God has always found a way to use that wherever I go. But that night we were in the kitchen and I was telling Nathan, I wish I had a place where I can put more into work what I know or my degree or my career. And we didn't know anything about this place in Heredia. We didn't know what they did. I think that was like a week before or something we even know about them.
It was completely just a desire she talked about in the kitchen. Like, oh man, I really want to connect back to my degree.
So when we knew about this place, one of the main keys that they do is sustainable farming. They have two big greenhouses. And one of the pieces in the puzzle of the vision for this place is to understand and see God through nature and kind of like connect this side of Creator God to the people. So when we go there and I see all these greenhouses and all these like trees and all these ways that I can actually put into work like my professional preparation over the years to share the gospel. It's not about just like teaching how to grow strawberries. It's not about just teaching how to grow your tomatoes for your salad. You know, it's much bigger than that. Because all of those things were given from God to us to steward the earth. And I think that was such a like a confirmation, at least like that's like personally, for me to see how God cared for that puzzle piece and to be able to connect with that vision in this place in Costa Rica and with a deep, deep, deep passion for me, you know?
I know oftentimes when we can meet people's basic needs, and so growing vegetables, or I think you said sustainable, like a way for them to, whether it's strawberries or beans or the different crops that have to be grown, when that's meeting basic needs, they're open to spiritual needs. And I know when we had you on about 5 weeks ago and we got to share some of your testimonies and the way that God revealed himself to both of you and how you cling to him, and you get to share that with people, but you also get to maybe use some of your background or expertise to help them learn about God's handiwork, his creation, whether it's gardens or these greenhouses, so there's a way to tangibly serve them. And I know one of your roles, Nathan, will be to setting up Bible studies. Will you be doing some preaching? What's going to ignite you to be passionate so they know about Jesus?
Yeah, so kind of going back to my original design, I guess, I would say I'm a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. I can do just about anything, but I love people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so back in when I was in my early 20s, how does a guy who can do about everything pick a career? Like, it was so hard for me, and I thought I never fit in, because some people are like, all I've ever wanted to do was be an accountant, and here I am, or a nurse, or whatever. And I'm like, ah, man, I could sell things, I can work with my hands, I can do this, I can talk, I can whatever, but I want it to be me. And so I find myself in this position where a lot of it is leading teams. And I'll tell you what, nothing will stretch you like being a leader. Because everything is your fault and everything eventually comes back to you. So if you want to be stretched, be a leader. And so I would say it's a lot of everything. It's a lot of getting people together, facilitating, making connections, bringing teams down. So to answer your question, I believe that all my facets of who I am are going to be tested in this missionary base because they focus on training and equipping missionaries. Mm-hmm. You come and do a 6-month school with us in the very beginning to go over who is God, who's God in relation to you. And then you do a 2.5-month missions trip that puts all that stuff you just learned in the classroom out into the real world and you get to share Jesus with people. And that's what we call a DTS. So we run that school. We run a Bible school. We also run a school of sustainable development. It goes into the farming and we'll be able to teach you how to make a water filtration system using gravel and some household items such as a bucket or a Coke bottle, one of those big Coke bottles, you could actually filter your water to make it potable. Mm-hmm. Or how to collect rainwater. It's a beautiful, beautiful school, very practical. But I'm excited to be a part with the people. And so our missionary base hopes to impact the local community through mercy ministries like feeding the homeless, working with the local church. Also, we do a lot of leadership training within the base where we invite high schools and church camps to come up as sort of a retreat and really build their leadership skills because everybody needs to know how to be a part of a team. And what my wife really said that's true is that you need to learn how to follow if you want to be a good leader. Mm-hmm. And how to really be a part of a team and do your part well without stepping on other people's toes or trying to take the lead. So I'm excited to get into this place and really see how God uses everything.
I'm looking at a little flyer that you handed me, and others can receive this if they contact you. But it says, based in the mountains of Costa Rica, we extend our reach into the depths of Amazon River villages and the plains of Africa, where we hope to continue to run schools and carry on with impacting communities with practical service as we bring them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listening friend, this is a couple sold out to serve the Lord. They're stepping into spending an extensive period of time in Costa Rica. It's a long-term missions opportunity that they said, Lord, send us. We're willing. We're ready. We're available. And you can email them directly. Maybe you want to financially support them or commit to praying for them on a weekly basis, or you want to receive their newsletter or know more, you can contact them at Travel Peak to Sea. So kind of like the peak of a mountain to the sea, SEA, travelpeaktosea@gmail.com, travelpeaktosea@gmail.com. And if you didn't get to write that down or you say, is that to or T-O? It's travel. You know how to spell travel. Peak, P-E-A-K-T-O, to C-S-E-A at gmail.com. And you can call the station if you need more information or you're driving to work and you didn't get to write that down. Just call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777 to financially support them, to receive their newsletter, to find out more. When will you be leaving officially to Costa Rica? How much longer are you around?
We are leaving May 8th. That's when the plane leaves.
So just about a week away, you'll be leaving. And I think I mentioned to you, Ellie, that First Ladies Ministries next week. So maybe you can come join the First Ladies, Pastors, Wives, Women, and Ministry Leadership. And you'll get a minute or so to share some of the vision and what God's doing in your life. And how can people pray for you two in the coming days?
I think one of the things, like right now, we are in a raising support part, so we need prayers because we know God will provide. We've seen it working so many times, just stepping by faith, and He will like direct the steps, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, like another thing is like we're excited to go down there and like work with the people who is already there. The founders of the base, they're already there. They have an amazing like vision and amazing like God. They have like so many stories and like God has just been in their life like present. But I think like one prayer for the base or for this place that we're going into, just that the fear of the Lord will be in every single person who walks through that door. Hmm. I think like we all need the presence of the Lord. And yeah, like the fear of the Lord being there in every single person, visitors, staff, us, like every single person. I think that will be a good
good way for our listeners, when they think of Costa Rica or you think of Nathan and Ellie Everson, please be praying. They're a young couple, newlyweds, recently married. They're really selling all, uprooting from the States here and going to Costa Rica long term. If you have a heart for Costa Rica, you want to support a godly couple that want to serve the Lord in any ways they can, then find out more by emailing them directly at travelpeaktosee@gmail.com. travelpeaktosee@gmail.com. And Nathan, I'm going to give you the closing word.
Ooh, the closing word. If I could leave anybody with anything, it would be that we're a part of a larger story. Mm-hmm. God knew you before you started. God knew you before you were born. And you're not alone in this world. And I want to say, before we got to Costa Rica, there was the amazing couple, Terry and Donna, who came in the 70s to Costa Rica. And they were bushwhacking. I'm telling you, bushwhacking the jungle. They were catching venomous snakes. They were doing it. Mm. And they put all of that and left all of that for the word of the Lord. And they came and they were the first people to make a YWAM base in Costa Rica. And they carried that mantle, and it's not all easy. Mm-hmm. And they're still there. And they're there, and they're humble enough to want to share this wisdom, to share this knowledge, share these stories with us. And I had no idea that we would have the absolute pleasure to come underneath that. God has prepared your way and your calling through your true identity. Mm-hmm. So get to know your true identity. Get to know the Father that loves you, and He has good things in store for you, just like we're walking into this wonderfully prepared story down in Costa Rica.
And like we began the program reading from John chapter 15 about abiding in Christ. You can do nothing outside of Christ, but with Christ you can do great things and serve the kingdom. And this is a couple that's going to Costa Rica soon, and you can be a part of their mission experience. You can make a difference for all eternity through them, as they reach these people in Costa Rica with the good news message of Jesus. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Nathan and Ellie Everson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.